something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you something? You know why we've got a lot of Christians, you know, they've got a lot of problems. Sit down, let me tell you something. You know, there are many Christians who think that we must be like them if we are going to be all right. You understand? But God is glad about the diversity. No two of us could be exactly the same. But you see, that's not where the problem is. Where the problem is that most of the time, those who are in the flesh are the ones who want to tell us what to do. That's the problem. They're in the flesh. They don't understand the things of the Spirit. They're in the flesh. No, it's easy. It's easy to look around and just tell that this one cannot be a good Christian. The other one cannot be a good Christian. We have a picture of who a Christian should be and what moderation should be. Are you hearing me? We have a picture of what moderation should be. Listen, moderation is relative. It is not the same in every case. Moderation is relative. Moderation is contextualized within your world. In other words, you can only describe it within the sphere of your contacts, where you live. One's moderation may not be my moderation. My definition of moderation may not be your moderation. If I think about moderate dressing, it may not be what you think. So we've got these differences. Sometimes that's why many Christians have problems with other Christians. Either they've got problems because that one is involved in politics, or they're angry because he's a trader and a very, very successful trader. You know, they've got problems with different kinds of Christians. They think we all should just be at the same class. It's not possible. And we ought to know what grace has been given to us. We were given grace for different reasons. God gives you a certain amount of grace for something He wants you to accomplish in the world. The grace that He gives to you is consistent with His calling on your life. And He has it, of course, in abundance. But He will continually give to you as long as it is consistent with His calling on your life. Now, sometimes you find when someone cannot experience a certain thing in his life that others are experiencing, he either condemns them or he says, well, that is not of God. Or he goes to the other side of condemning himself. And then there's a difference in our growth pace and levels. We may not be at the same level of growth. And that means we need to be more patient with fellow believers. What they don't know today, they may come to know tomorrow. They don't have to know it at the same time with you. Hallelujah. But you can trust the Holy Ghost. He knows exactly what to do. He's their teacher. He's the one bringing them up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, hallelujah. So I've got confidence in God. That confidence is, no matter what you are, if you love Jesus, I know the Holy Spirit will take care of you. Because you see, He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. And if the Holy Spirit is on your case, you don't have any trouble. Hallelujah. That's what makes us prayer masters. In other words, we pray. See, when you see a brother or a sister or even a minister whom you think maybe this is not going right with you, maybe he's doing it wrongly, maybe this or maybe that, what do? You start interceding for him. You start praying. What are you doing? You're becoming a partner with the Lord in growing his kids. So you let his concern flow through you on behalf of that person. That's why when we notice that God has given us wisdom, we don't disregard or belittle others who are not as wise as we are. We pray for them, that the wisdom of God will be manifested in their lives. And then we start rejoicing as we see them coming up in the things of God. You see, they don't have to acknowledge you. If you really believe they did it or you did it for the Lord, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care about that, would you? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. It's just that, you know, so much condemnation. You know, people condemn so much. So sometimes you just wonder, do they really know Jesus? Why so much condemnation? The truth is, many of them don't really know the scriptures. If they did, they wouldn't condemn. What God has accepted, how dare you condemn? How dare you condemn? Did you know, if that were the only person on earth, Jesus still would have died? He would have come to die. How many of you believe if you were the only one on earth, Jesus would have come for you? Yeah, I believe that. See, the Bible makes me believe that. It's so personalized that I've realized He didn't come to save us because we were many. He didn't come because we were many. Just as you are. God has never had anybody like you. Never. Right from Adam, He never had anybody like you. Today, He doesn't have anybody in the whole world like you. And He will never have another one like you. Think about why you must be successful. Because you're the only one of you that ever came. So make a success for Jesus. Make a success for Him. Because He's not going to get another one like Him. What does that tell you? Let you know how special you are. There's no two of us the same. You're not a copy of another person that once came. You're not. That's why everything that happens in your life, the Bible says the very hairs of your head. In other words, every strand of hair on your head has a code number. Listen, he didn't say the hairs of your head are counted. He said they are numbered. There's a difference. He didn't say they are counted. He said they are numbered. So He's not trying to tell you the number of strands. He's telling you each strand has a code number. No one falls off your head without your Father knowing. Each strand. You are not even so careful as to notice all the strands that fall off your head. But Papa God knows. If He was so careful to take note of every strand, what about the one on whom He has put the hair? He gave you hair. He decorated you. He beautified you. You are the reason. You know, a lot of times I hear people say something, and please don't be critical of them. And I'm not saying this because of, I just want to tell you. You know, they say, it's not about us, it's about Jesus. Have you ever heard that? They say, it's not about us, it's about Him. No, God doesn't think so. You see, it sounds nice. It's just religious. It's not true. He didn't say, for God so loved heaven that He sent Jesus to die for them and bring them up. Is that what He says? What's the reason for salvation? Jesus? No! That's why I told you, don't pray, bless this food, oh Lord, for Christ's sake. No, it's for your sake. Look at it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that he, through his poverty, might become rich. It was for your sake. Everything he did was for your sake. Not for his sake. He says it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about him, it's about us. The whole heaven is concerned about us. The moment they get their theology straight, they'll be amazed at the surge of God's power in their lives. They'll begin to see tremendous revelations, tremendous manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I can never run out of the flow of God in my life. I don't have to have a revival. I'm alive all the time. I'm alive 24 hours a day. I'm hot. I've been this way many years. I'll always be on top. I'll always be hot. Like, you know what Jesus said about John the Baptist? He said he was a burning and a shining light. That's what he said about John the Baptist. A burning and a shining light. What does he want us to be? A burning and a shining light. Every time. Every day, every year, 24 hours a day, you are on. He said, let your light therefore so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Don't ever let your light quench. He says, quench not the spirits. Quench not the spirits. Hallelujah. You have to be alive. No day passes by and then, oh God. Oh, only, oh. Oh, then you start crying. Revive us. Hey, you know there are people that are waiting for the revival of the last days. They haven't seen anything yet. You know what they want? They want the revival of John Wesley. They oh God, do again what you did in the days of John Wesley and Charles Wesley. And Charles Grandison Finney. Oh God! In the days of George Whitfield. Oh God! Oh, do it again, Jonathan Edwards' days, as you did. Oh no! He said, the glory of the latter house shall be more than the former!
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +25670538 6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
What's the reason for salvation? Jesus? No! That's why I told you, don't pray, bless this food, O Lord, for Christ's sake. No, it's for your sake. Look at it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that he, through his poverty, might become rich. It was for your sake. He says, it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about him, it's about us. The whole heaven is concerned about us. The moment they get their theology straight, they'll be amazed at the surge of God's power in their lives. They'll begin to see tremendous revelations, tremendous manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I can never run out of the flow of God in my life. I don't have to have a revival. I'm alive all the time. I'm alive. 24 hours a day, I'm hot. I've been this way many years. I'll always be on top. I'll always be hot. Like, you know what Jesus said about John the Baptist? He said he was a burning and a shining light. That's what he said about John the Baptist. A burning and a shining light. What does he want us to be? A burning and a shining light. Every time, every day, every year, 24 hours a day, you are on. He said, let your light therefore so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Don't ever let your light quench. He says, quench not the spirits. Quench not the spirits. Hallelujah. You have to be alive. No day passes by and then, oh God. Oh, only oh. Oh, then you start crying. Revive us. Hey, You know there are people that are waiting for the revival of the last days. They haven't seen anything yet. Do you know what they want? They want the revival of John Wesley. They say, oh God, do again what you did in the days of John Wesley and Charles Wesley and Charles Grandison Finney. Oh God, in the days of George Whitfield. Oh God, oh, do it again, Jonathan Edwards days, as you did. Oh no, he said the glory of the latter house shall be more than the former. Let me tell you something. I read all of those revivers, all right? I read about the revivers in Europe. I read about the revivers in America. I read about them. I know what happened. I studied their accounts. They are not close to what you are seeing with your eyes. Charles Finney was said to have entered a certain place, and some people were trembling. And one woman fell down over there as he began to utter words. And another one fell down over there. And a few other people fell down as he preached. Is that what you have seen? Hold on. Hold on. Sit down. You see, because if you don't know, if you don't take a record of what God is doing in your life, you'll be crying for nothing. And so you cannot move forward. You keep crying, oh, the onions of Egypt, the garlic of old. You'd be like the children of Israel that came with Moses. They always cried for something. Moses, give us water. Elderly men, you want to kill us with our children and our wives. God said, I'm tired of these people. They saw manna come out of heaven. It made no difference to them. They heard the voice of God on the mountain. It made no difference to them. Moses. Something was wrong. We are seeing people coming to Christ by the thousands, by the thousands, by the thousands and thousands. We have to acknowledge those things. And when we acknowledge them, we don't say, oh God, yeah, this is it. There is a hunger inside of us to see more. And the more we see, the more we believe for more. The more we see, the more we want. Why someone that says, oh God, give us a revival. No, we are looking for the harvest. We are looking for the harvest, not the revival. Hallelujah. You know, you heard about our program in South Africa. We haven't shown you yet. We'll show you soon. See, what many people don't know is what you call the ministry of the Spirit. They don't know. The ministry of the Spirit is the Holy Ghost working with you and in you. He becomes one of us, but to Him we belong. He is in our midst. He moves in our midst. He talks with us. He's the captain of the hosts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit wants to work with you. Amen. Recognize Him. Every day you say, Father, thank you for the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember, this is the year of the Spirit. Recognize Him. I tell people who are sick, stop looking for your sickness. Look for your healing. Now, what do you do? Look for what God is doing in your life. Stop looking for what the devil is doing. Look for what God is doing in your life and thank Him for it. That's the way to give God glory. That's the way to recognize the Holy Ghost in your life. It's not by saying, oh, Holy Ghost, I recognize you. Holy Ghost. Okay, if you have a guest in your house and you put him in the guest room and then you come to the sitting room and you say, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. You don't ever go to his room to say, how are you doing today? You know, you don't go to fellowship with him. You just stand in the sitting room. Oh, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. I recognize you. Oh, Mr. Thompson. Oh. If you recognize him, go into the room. Sit down with him. Talk with him. Spend time with him. But a lot of us Christians are doing, oh, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. And then life doesn't change. And then we speak in tongues and shouts. We do all that until we are so, you know, then we feel that we have prayed now. Yes, brother. You have labored. You just labored. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. It doesn't take so much strength to pray. But you can pray in such a way that the Holy Ghost moves in your life until you become so weak. It's possible. Especially during intercessory hours when you intercede. Sometimes you can't stop the crying. Sometimes you can't stop it. You just keep crying. You hold your stomach. You're crying. You may be rolling on the floor. You want to stop. You can't. Why? The Holy Ghost has taken over. He needs your body. He needs your mouth. He needs your tongue. And he's in there sitting strong for somebody. And you have yielded yourself. And the Holy Ghost is going on. Because you see, without you, the Holy Ghost can't do it by himself. Without us, he can't intercede for the church. He needs us. So he can do that and you become so weak. After all that crying and shouting, which you couldn't stop. And you're there. But you don't have to come out among people. Brother. When you pray, you shake up the whole place. Then clean up. Chin up. Square your shoulders. You come out. And then you start saying, be cool. Hallelujah. And if it's money you want in your business, some of you don't know what to do. Listen, you are supernatural. Understand it. You are supernatural. You are. Understand that you really are. You really, really are. I said you. You really are. You really are. Are you hearing me? Are you not a priest? Are you not a king? Is it possible for you to fail? You don't see failure. You only see success. You put your hand on whatever materials they are. And then you say, in the name of Jesus, I call forth customers. I call forth buyers. In the name of Jesus, I dispatch ministering spirits. Go forth and cause buyers to come in. Cause them to come in. Cause them to come in. And when you say that, you don't come back there. I don't know why some people have not come to buy. You don't talk like that anymore. Listen, you are a king. Are you a king? You know what to do with your children? They're going to school. You touch them like this, boy. Go and win. Go and win. They are saints by your word. Go and win. Go and win. I've been sent forth like a shot. And I'm on my way. And every hindrance on my way, crash. Why? There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost. I have to stop. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shake five people and say, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Cheer up. The word works. The word works. The word works. The word works. It works, brother. It works, sister. You never fail. The word works. The word works. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by
Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372
or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
God bless you.